Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Aaron Morris, the CEO of Postera. Good evening in your case, Aaron. How are you doing?
Hi, very well. Good morning, Mark. Pleasure to be with you.
And actually, it's not quite evening there yet, right? I think you've got another about 45 minutes.
Oh, it's sadly gone dark about 2 hours ago now in the north of England, but it's about 5 p.m. here.
Oh, wow. So you're on your weekend. So we'll try to make this brief for you. So to start with, can you just share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure, absolutely. So I guess by way of introduction, I'm a mathematician by training. I have been kind of fascinated by mathematics as kind of long as I can remember. I studied in the UK. I finished my time at the University of Oxford, where I did a master's degree in applied mathematics, and incidentally also met one of my future co-founders of Postera, though at the time we didn't know that. I guess after university, I was looking for applications of applications of mathematics, and the finance industry was a very natural choice of application. So I actually spent 5 years in the financial industry. I did a mix of trading on the stock market, as well as machine learning for like the last several years. And I guess what that led to was a broader interest in where different applications of machine learning were being used. And the friend that I mentioned, Dr. Alpha Lee, who was at the time leading a research group at the University of Cambridge, basically we had a catch up one day and began talking about some of the applications of machine learning that he was using in his research. And we said that there was a great potential here to take this and actually put it into a commercial setting. And that was really the birth and the start of Postera.
Very interesting. So, and as long as we're at it, Postera is doing something very unique out there. So what problem is your company, Postera, trying to solve?
Yeah, that's a great question. So at a very high level, the advent of technology, including things like high-performance computing and artificial intelligence, has had a very drastic impact across a lot of industries. And it subsequently led to huge amounts of innovation and efficiency savings. However, the pharmaceutical industry is really bucking that trend. The productivity and the actual cost to develop a drug is only getting more and more expensive every single year. It now basically costs somewhere in the range of $1 to $2 billion to bring a drug to market, and over 10 years to actually start and complete that process. And so what my company focuses on is trying to take the latest in artificial intelligence and machine learning and solve some of the key problems that appear during the drug development process. Just to make it really concrete, a very practical problem that you face when you are trying to develop a drug is actually how to make the various molecules that you are going to make and test. You typically will test somewhere between kind of 2,000 and 5,000 compounds in your search to come up with effectively what is called a preclinical candidate, which you can effectively think as the result of several years of research before you go into human trials. And a really challenging question is, how do you go about making these several thousand molecules? The question is actually very similar to almost chemical Lego, if you will. So starting from purchasable building blocks of chemistry, how can we combine them in a way to make a more sophisticated compound that could hopefully become an effective drug candidate? And Postera uses machine learning to help solve that problem. And by doing that, it means you can move much faster and hopefully much cheaper than a traditional human-driven approach.
Wow, that's fascinating. So you probably cut out years from the drug creation process. Is that safe to say?
So I think the value proposition is not even just the time saving, though I think that's fair. Our intention is to try and cut that preclinical process by half. So typically going from 3 or 4 years down to 18 months or 2 years is the real aim. But actually what we're also trying to do is innovate beyond what humans are currently thinking about. So as I mentioned to you, the search for these molecules is what occupies all of this early research stage. There are well over 10 to the 60 possibilities of molecules. To put that in context, that's more atoms than there are in the known universe. So the search space that you could potentially investigate is huge. And therefore, machine learning and AI can help augment what current traditional approaches are doing to search that huge space of molecules and compounds.
Wow, that's fascinating. So I know you have a project going on right now called the COVID Moonshot. Can you explain what that's all about?
Yeah, sure. So COVID Moonshot is a international consortium to find a COVID antiviral. There's obviously been a huge amount of news and really positive success in the vaccine space. But in the antiviral space, which is just as arguably as important, there hasn't yet been a significant breakthrough. And just to make it really simple, a vaccine is incredibly important if you are healthy and you want to protect yourself from getting the disease in the future. It's a preventative measure. If you are on life support or on oxygen in a hospital already sick with COVID, a vaccine is not going to be of use to you. What you need is a pill, a cure, an antiviral. So that is what we are developing. And both together should be the kind of therapeutic package that can try and put this pandemic behind us. Now, what COVID Moonshot is trying to do is adopt a new approach, which is rather than trying to take a cure and develop it in a proprietary sense with patents and intellectual property and investors, the idea is, can we try and crowdsource a cure? Can we actually take and combine the knowledge of hundreds and thousands of scientists around the world? And rather than anybody owning the actual cure itself, you effectively crowdsource through donations and goodwill. And it sounds very idealistic and ambitious, but I guess that's why we called it Moonshot. Mm-hmm. And what's been really encouraging is, since my company Postera launched this initiative back in March, we have basically received well over 14,000 ideas from scientists around the world of what an antiviral could look like. Not only that, but we've then had 30 organizations join the effort and help us to take these ideas from being something that just sits on a website and actually make them in a lab and experimentally test them. So we've now tested about 1,300 of those 14,000 ideas. And we've basically now found compounds that can actually kill the COVID virus in live human cells. So even this week, we've actually now began to move these compounds that were just brought together by scientists kindly donating their efforts. And we're now moving these into animal testing, which is a huge kind of step for us as an organization that has purely relied on donations. And the intention is, if we can get through these animal testing, we will then move into human trials next year. And what's the real upshot of all this is that COVID Moonshot should result in an antiviral that is incredibly cheap, that is incredibly accessible to everyone, because there's no investment to try and recuperate. There are no expensive R&D costs that we need to make a profit from. So that's the kind of mission and thesis behind COVID Moonshot.
Wow, that's great. I mean, if any antiviral should be crowdsourced, it's certainly the one for COVID, right? We got to get that out there as quickly as we can. So,
right.
So how has the notion of remote work actually affected this project, since you are dealing with people from all over the world?
Yeah, what's pretty amazing is there's probably about 400 scientists who've contributed in various forms, and I've probably met less than six of them in person. Wow. And I think that just kind of testifies to the extent of interconnectedness that we have now around the world and the way that technology can help support and facilitate that connection. So remote work has all the standard disadvantages. You miss the in-person connection. There are small details that get lost when you are speaking over Zoom or over a messaging system. But on the whole, it has just been incredibly helpful and has certainly allowed us to try and get the most out of people working in China, working in India, connecting them to labs working in Ukraine, folks that are doing experiments in New York and San Francisco. And I've just been amazed at how far we've been able to come without ever having a physical office. I would say you need good logistics, you need good organization to make it work, but it has been, I would say, a real kind of success story in that regard.
Wow, that's great. And obviously everybody wishes you the best of luck on this project. So you're the founder of a company. So what do you look for in hiring employees, especially in a time like this?
Yep. So I think for us, when you are starting out a new company, to me, the first few people that you hire are one of, if not the most important decision as a founder of a company, because it's not only that those people have a disproportionate impact on the actual trajectory of the company because the numbers are so small, but moreover, those individuals that you hire at the start effectively become the culture setters. They are ideally the future managers and leaders of your company. And therefore, the culture that they buy into and their way of doing work will, whether you like it or not, get passed on to the other employees and people that they go on to hire. And so to me, it's incredibly important, which means I look for a few things. I think the first thing is, obviously, we work in a relatively technical space at this intersection of machine learning and drug discovery. And so it can often be tempting to just default to finding the most technically qualified people. And I think that is a mistake, to just prioritize the most technically competent. I think to me, what I'm increasingly finding is the culture and the personality of the person and the way that they translate their technical skills into how do they actually code? How do they actually communicate that code to people? How are they willing to receive feedback? Are they willing to stand up for what they believe is the right thing? All of these kind of subtle things that are not often demonstrated on a resume are the things that we really look out for. So I guess to me, that really more is a function of being an early founder rather than anything specific about COVID. But I think if there are any new founders out there listening, that has certainly been the advice that I would have tried to stick by so far.
Wow, that's good advice, I would say. And, you know, I think that's true of all companies, what you just said. You're right. The first few hires really set the culture for the company. And it is, I mean, it's vitally important, because if you hire the wrong people to start with, it will have a negative effect from that point on. If you hire the right people, look at Google. They went from nothing to, you know, this huge company in what, 25 years?
Yeah, and I think the temptation that you can find yourself slipping into is you're a small company with big ambitions and you just want to move as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And that in a way is a valuable perspective, because it's the advantage that you have over big companies. You're much faster, you're much more nimble, far less levels of, approvals, processes, or call it, you know, sometimes bureaucracy. Like things can just get done very quickly. And so your temptation is you just want to hire as fast as possible. And I think that's just where you have to be really patient and be willing to wait for the right people that you believe will be in the long-term interest of your company, rather than just to achieve a short-term goal of moving as fast as possible.
And just for reference, how many employees does Postera have now?
So a team of 9 people at the minute, so still relatively small, but the I think it's certainly, yeah, for the employees at Postera, I think, you know, we all have a common kind of mission-driven perspective as to why we want to get up every day and do this job.
No, obviously you have a wonderful goal. I mean, I would get up at 4 a.m. every day to work on this. So, well, Aaron, I want to thank you for your time today. This has been fascinating. It's a great idea. Crowdsourcing a cure for COVID is such a noble cause. And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Appreciate it, Mark. Pleasure to speak with you. Thank you again.
Thanks.